The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a big day. It's a big two-day stretch. Klay Thompson's returning. We love the four-time chap. I'm wearing a Captain Klay hat right now. We have Laughing Monk, Shasky. Laughing Monk. They're in the building. Laughing Monk is serving breakfast right now. They got the prime rib and the mashed potatoes out in the hallway right now. Oh, they got prime rib out there.
Don't eat it all, Spadoni.
Straight from Sunnyvale up to the city. Serving us breakfast here. Then we get a Bay Area legend on the line here on the River Islands guest line, Jason Kidd, the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. And he's one of our own. We always forget he's from the Bay, from Oakland, California, the NBA champ back in 2011. Multiple All-Stars, 10 of them to be exact, an All-NBA first team five times, second team, Cal Berkeley legend. Jason Kidd, good morning, man. Welcome to the Morning Roast. Joe Shasky, the Butcher, Bonte Hill. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I know it's tough during the season, especially after the game yesterday in Denver, but we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning.
I appreciate you guys having me. Anything for the Bay.
Go. What is it like for you to return to the Bay all the time, man? People forget how you put the Bay Area on the map, man. You, Gary Payton, the pro-ams at Kezar Pavilion. You are one of us.
Yeah, it's always great to come home. It's a little rainy today, but it's always good to see the Bay Bridge. It's always good to see family and friends. And then also, you know, whenever I do come back, we're always playing the Warriors. If they're not winning a championship, they always are a team that's fighting for a championship. So it'll be fun. As you brought up, Klay's first time back, so we're excited to be here and have practice today, and then we'll play the game tomorrow.
Yeah, B, you didn't reference his time at St. Joe's, where he's just an absolute legend.
Two-time California Mr. Basketball, of course.
Just an absolute legend. You were pretty much everybody's favorite non-Warrior outside of the Warriors. Like, everybody loved watching you play. And you've done some great things for girls basketball in this area. Obviously, you and Armando and what used to be Golden City, now it's Jason Kidd and Jason Kidd Select, the team. My niece was playing for you guys for the longest time, Megan, and I love that you are like at that grassroots level for basketball, for, you know, the girls game and specifically, and you've done some great work out here. And I just, from, I guess, the perspective of all the parents and the kids that have been in that program, thank you, Jason.
No, I appreciate that, but I want to say thank you for trusting us with your a family member and understanding that we love women's sports. I love women's sports. It's grown. It's got the attention that it needs, and it's continued to grow. But when you talk about, you know, what Armando is doing to help run that program, and then also our biggest sponsor, Laughing Monkey, Laughing Monk, that you have the food that you guys are having breakfast. I'm jealous. but it's exciting because I think the young ladies in the Bay Area last year, the teams went over to Croatia to play this next summer. They'll be going to Greece. And so we're just trying to give them the light of the world, of being able to see different parts of the world and play the game of basketball that we all love.
And Jason, you mentioned your Select program. Over 40 Division I players came from your program. It's really, truly remarkable. You're sending them not only to the next level, they're getting the education. And as you just mentioned, they get to travel the world. And now we have the Jason Kidd Invitational at Haas Pavilion December 14th. And Laughing Monk will be a sponsor for that Invitational. So I want to know from the grassroots, what made you involved or what got you going when it came to girls basketball, especially high school girls basketball?
Yeah, you know, I think when you think about Kobe and what he was doing for the women's game, and unfortunately the passing of Kobe, I just felt that I wanted to help. and continue his legacy and help women's sports. And so that really ignited the idea of the select team here in the Bay and doing it back at home. And so that's where it all started. And again, it's been 5 years, as you brought up, the invitation at Cal.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And so we're just trying to do as much as we can to give the women the opportunity to go to school and fulfill their dream. And if that's playing in the WNBA or becoming the next president of the United States or the next doctor. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, you're now coaching Klay Thompson and all the Dallas Mavericks and been there for a couple of years now. And B and I were just kind of kicking it around. Like, Dwight Clark was beloved and a legend, and he only played for the Niners. Montana didn't come back to Candlestick and play at Candlestick. And Jerry Rice, when he went to the Raiders, he played the games in Oakland but never had a road game. This is so unique, having a legend like Klay Thompson that is beloved by Warrior fans come back while he's playing in another uniform and playing one of the homes that he built, which is Chase Center. Have you had a chance to kind of talk to him about what it might be like for him walking into that arena and hearing and seeing all the fans, you know, giving him a standing ovation that he deserves?
Yeah, we talked the other day about this opportunity. It really doesn't happen a lot. You know, when you do leave a team that you've been with your whole career, to have the opportunity to come back and play, as you brought up, the home that he built with Chase, and then also the excitement in the championships over in Oakland at the Coliseum. And so just understanding it's going to be an emotional 2 days here when you talk about today with practice and then tomorrow's game. And so my thoughts was to enjoy it, to embrace it, and have fun with it.
Jason Kidd here on the River Islands Guest Line on Morning Ross on 95.7 The Game. Joe Shasky, the Butcher, Bonte Hill. And Jason, when you did court Klay Thompson and you guys signed Klay Thompson, I remember thinking, damn, he's going to see so many wide open looks playing off of Luka and Kyrie Irving. What has he been like in Dallas? Because he's a free spirit out here. We love Captain Klay. We love Rocco Klay. We love China Klay. We had all these different nicknames for him. How's he integrated with this new team here with Luka and Kyrie at the head of the stake here, Gafford there, and, of course, you coaching?
Yeah, I think he's done an incredible job. You know, as when you talk about Luka and Kai, you know, two of the best in the league, and now we add Klay, and I think Klay is a perfect fit for us. He's finding his way. Those two are making sure that he's getting touches and making sure that he's comfortable, and it just takes time. And I think as we go through here, we've had 2 games that have come down to the last shot, and so we're going through, you know, some battles, and we're learning each other. But I think Clay's a champion. He's been there before. He understands it's a marathon. It's not just 1 game or 2 games, but it's 82. And we're very lucky to have his leadership and his, you know, his ability to shoot it, but also to be able to defend and help take some of the pressure off of Klay and Kai.
You know, this generation of basketball players is so different from when you play, Jason, and, you know, a lot of people do it for the clicks or whatnot. How refreshing is it to have a player like Luka, Kyrie, and then you add in Klay Thompson, who's all about ball. Klay's all about getting buckets and playing ball at the highest level. How refreshing is that for you as a coach? Because it seems like you don't have to – he's not a high-maintenance type of guy, right?
No, they're pros. All three of those guys you just mentioned are pros. They're about winning. They have one goal in mind, that's to win a championship. And so – you know, understanding that they're not high maintenance. They're about doing their work and finding a way to win.
You know, as a lover of sports in general, you know, there's so many great combos, you know, Gronk and Brady, or, you know, Joe and Jerry, Pippen and Jordan. And let's just stick with basketball. Steph and Clay, like when they were together, it's as good of a combo. I mean, clearly as a backcourt combo, but like Jordan, Pippen, Kobe and Shaq, LeBron and Dwayne Wade, like are they up there with those combinations when they were together?
Yeah, they're definitely up there with those combinations. You talk about the Splash Brothers, just, you know, the uniqueness of how they played the game, how they, you know, played for one another and helped each other achieve, you know, the highest goals, and that's, you know, to win a championship. And so two of the best shooters of all time to be on the same team is unique in its own right. But they loved to play. They knew how to win. They learned how to win. And so, yes, that combination will go down as one of the best combinations in the NBA.
What was more impressive to you? And there's no wrong answer here, Coach, but 37 points in a quarter or 60 points on 11 dribbles, Klay Thompson?
I take both of them any day.
Have you ever scored 37 and a half, Jason? That's what I know. This guy scored 37 and a quarter. Wilt, in his 100-point game, Chris Mullin on the pregame show, he says, Wilt never, he didn't even score 37 and a quarter when he had 100. Have you ever scored 37 and a half, Jay?
No, I that's impressive, right, the 37. But I think the dribble, being able to not have to dribble to score is kind of special in its own right. And so, but both of them are incredible feats. And as I said, as a coach, I'll take both of those.
You know, Draymond's been, he's got his podcast and he says a lot of stuff about how, you know, obviously everyone's going to get emotional and they're going to honor Clay. Then when the ball gets tipped up, we got to play, you know, we got to play. And everybody brings up Kobe running through Paul Gasol at the USA Dream Team or Redeem Team a few years back. Did you ever have a teammate that you went to another team and you and him had maybe an altercation on the floor?
I haven't, but I understand that, you know, Draymond used that reference of Kobe and was Kobe's teammate on that Dream Team
on the Redeem Team.
Yeah, the Redeem Team. So just understand Kobe said it and we didn't believe it, but he did it. and he knew exactly what play they were going to run and he did it. But, you know, Kobe was, you know, he was on a mission. He wanted to win a gold medal, and Spain was in our way, and so he wanted to make sure he sent the message that we're friends, but right now you're the enemy, and I'm here to try to find a way to win, and I'll do whatever it takes.
And knowing Klay Thompson, Coach, that he's going to have that same mentality as well. It's like once the ball gets tipped off, I love all the Captain Klay has, but I'm trying to hit five threes on you in the first quarter. We're trying to get a win and get our season back on track here. What do you remember about going to your former teams? Obviously, you get drafted by the Dallas Mavericks, and you guys had a lot of expectations. A young core with Jamal Mashburn and Jim Jackson, but what was it like going back to Dallas? What was it like going back to Phoenix? Do you remember the first time going back to a former team, Coach?
Yeah, it was. It's emotional because you always think you're going to be there forever, and unfortunately, business sometimes gets in the way and things change. But you know, I think you guys brought up a good point. There are emotions, but once the ball goes up, you're trying to figure out how to get the W, how to play your best game, and then have fun doing it, and then be able to talk to some of the people that you spent a lot of time with after the game.
You know, I'm watching your team from afar last year. You guys made some great deadline acquisitions, and you did a great job kind of implementing things on the fly. It just felt like you were a totally different team making your way all the way to the finals. What was the hardest part in incorporating Kyrie and Luka and balancing that out? As a former point guard yourself, like how did you kind of struggle with that and work throughout the year?
Yeah, I don't know if it was a struggle. I think it was more of just patience and giving these two time. They're artists with the ball. They understand how to play the game at a high level. And it was just a matter of being able to have time under their belt to get used to each other. And sometimes we want instant, you know, day one for it to look good or be perfect. But I think when you talk about the sport or human element, it just takes time. And once they figured each other out, they took off. And that was a big reason what helped us, you know, get to the finals last year. And we believe, you know, that's kind of the space we are right now with Clay. Just give us a little time and we're going to figure get these three on the same page and we're going to roll.
JC, hey, now you jog my memory here because I do want to get back to the JC Kids Select program and what you have going on with that. And we have some thank yous that I want to read off for you. Yeah, but you brought us up last year. It was so funny, the clip. We played it on our pregame show where you asked the reporter, you go, do you guys ever write anything good about us? Like, yeah. Do we celebrate? And we always talk about this on this show. When the Niners lose, our phone lines are packed. Everybody wants to rip everybody. Everybody wants to fire everybody. There's all this instant gratification, and there's no perspective here. But yet, when they win, you know, oh, well, yeah, they won. Great, great. What is it about the way the game is covered now? Because we see the ratings, and I love the NBA. Shasky loves the NBA. But it is the way it's covered where everybody wants to pick apart everything and saying, hey, if this guy doesn't win the championship, he's a bum. Or if this team doesn't win here, they're done. What happened to perspective in the sports world, Coach? Can you figure that one out?
No, I don't even want to touch that. I think everybody has the right to their opinion, but again, the league is so talented, and there are some really good teams, and we ran into one last year in Boston. But, you know, Golden State, Oklahoma City, Minnesota, there's stars on every team, and understanding if you're playing your best basketball at the right time, you have a chance. But there's no guarantee to anyone to win a championship. Right. You got to go earn it. You got to go take it. But I think that's what makes sports fun is that everybody has an opinion, and a lot of times some people are right, and a lot of times on the other side of that coin, people are wrong. And so I think that's what makes sport as a fan, and that's why we play it.
Yeah, I don't think people appreciate the greatness enough on a day-to-day basis that you athletes here, especially in the NBA, that you guys do on a consistent basis with all the traveling, all the games, going into Rockets arenas or whatnot. The game's played at the highest level it's ever been at. So I do want to read some thank yous here, Coach, and we appreciate the time again. Jason Kidd here on the Morning Roast on the River Islands guest line. Guy from Sonoma, Lee in Fairfield, says he won a contest several years ago on another radio station that allowed his son to attend the Jason Kidd basketball camp in Sonoma. He said he never got the chance to thank him for saving my son from going in the wrong direction. Jason is the best, and he can't thank him enough. And so that's one thank you from a camp he had 7 years ago. And I think with these young ladies, you're doing the same thing, yeah. Coach. So I think you should pat yourself on the back for that because Jason Kidd Select is saving a lot of lives.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank you. We need to do another camp in Sonoma. That was a great camp. But it's not just me, but it takes a lot of people to make this happen. And so Armando, when you talk about Laughing Monk, our biggest sponsor, they're the people that we should thank because they're the ones that do it. But also the parents for trusting us with their young ones to push them and to also to tell them the truth. And it's all about hard work. And if you do that, good things will happen.
Coach, I'm going to go way back in the yesteryear. Obviously, everyone's going to talk about the behind-the-back plays against Duke and you guys knocking them off. I'm going to go more, even more local. I remember when it was rumored you were coming out to the Pro-Am out at Kezar. Yep. And my boy Reggie Milligan was working the board. And all of us kids, you are our favorite player. And you came out. There was like Brian Shaw, Bennett Davidson. I believe
Antonio
young Davis. Eddie House might have been out there.
Antonio Davis was out there.
There were so many guys. Like the Pro-Am and playing at Kezar. Did you realize how big of a thing it was for an NBA superstar and co-rookie of the year like yourself to like show up and dominate the Pro-Am? Because that was like some of the coolest stuff I've ever seen as a young man. It formulated my love of the game of basketball.
Well, I used to love playing at Kezar. I thought that was incredible because the fans that would come out. Trail Hill was another favorite one of mine to be able to go on the hill and play. I love to play basketball. I love the competition. But the fans came out for sure for the Pro-Am. And it was nothing like playing in the Pro-Am in the summer in San Francisco.
No doubt.
What about the boat? Have you had a chance to get on Clay's boat?
Well, Clay doesn't have a boat, Dallas, right? Because you guys only have lakes out there. Tell us about the Texas life for Clay Thompson.
Yeah, we only have lakes, so I have not been on the Clay boat yet, but at some point.
We got to get Clay to get on the boat for tomorrow's game. Are you allowed that, Coach? He's like, no, we're all on the team bus. I'm making sure you get to stay safe and sound. Navigate the Bay Area waters here, Coach. Come on now.
I'm going to stay on land, and I'll wait plays both as it goes by.
Last one before we get you out again. We thank you for the time with the Jason Kidd Select Program. Don't forget about the Jason Kidd Invitational at Haas Pavilion December 14th. Laughing Monk will be sponsoring that. They have breakfast for us today. And we love them for coming up from Sunnyvale this morning. But the women's game, the girls' game, it feels like it's at an all-time high, and it's only getting better, Coach. I was going to ask you whether or not you had plans on maybe after your NBA career, maybe you're coaching women's basketball or whatnot, but where the game is going and where it can go. Can you talk about the growth of the women's game?
Yeah, I think when you talk about the women's game, the growth is incredible. The platforms that they are on, the viewership, when you talk about the highest level of the WNBA, they've added a team here in San Francisco that will be online. And then I think you have Toronto and I think Portland.
Portland.
Yes, coming online here in the next couple of years. And so it just shows the growth, not just in women's basketball, but also in soccer. And it's great for our country, but for our young ladies to have an opportunity to play the game at the highest level without having to go abroad. And so I think it's great.
Coach, this was great. It's always fun talking to you. We love you here in the Bay Area. Yep. This will always be your home. You know that. Just good luck for the rest of the season, except for tomorrow. You know, we're still Dove fans, but we want Clay to do well. And we do like watching Mavericks basketball, man. You guys are must watch on NBA League Pass. So, Coach, thanks for the time today. Good luck the rest of the season.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Jason Kidd great here stuff. On the Morning Roast, the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. Jason Kidd Select. Check out their program.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.